Blog Talk Radio.
Habits, a lot of bad habits. Yeah, welcome to Norm at Night. I'm here with you live and from Bowie, Maryland, sitting at my desk thinking, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, I'm going to leave that up to you. We got a lot of things to choose from. Guns. Guns is always a great topic. Gets everyone's blood flowing, survivalist, the Second Amendment. What do you want to talk about? Who decides who's crazy? Who decides who can have a gun? I mean, there's a ton of issues to talk about with gun control, and I would like to talk about those, if you would. Maryland State Senate, and I am a resident of Maryland, started debating some gun control bills here in Maryland just right today. So if you got something that you want to say about gun control, it's 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number. I'd love to have a conversation with you about gun control. There's no question about that. There's the drones. I'd love to have a conversation with you about the drones. Can the President of the United States just decide somebody's a threat and so we'll eliminate them with an unmanned missile? And what's going to happen when somebody flees another country and they flee to the United States? And the country they fled from, say, a Mexican drug lord. And Mexico puts a drone in the middle of Austin, Texas. Now, then we'll have a border problem, all right. Let's talk about that and international law. That's all right there if you like. Let me taste my coffee here. I'm afraid it might not be very good. No, it's all right. It's all right. I'd add a little water to it. I was right at the bottom of the pot, and I didn't want to, I didn't want to boil too much in. Hey, I don't know, 7838, if you're listening, come on back into the chat room. I'm sorry. I just did a bonehead thing here tonight. I forgot to make the connection to Blog Talk Radio. I couldn't think why I couldn't hear anything. I was pounding away, checking the speakers, making sure the volume was turned up. And it was all because I forgot to dial up Blog Talk Radio. Because, yes, I talk to Blog Talk Radio on the phone also. Now, if you hear something you want to talk about to me on the show, but you don't hear it till you're listening to an archive, well, I sure would love to get your emails, and you can send those to, I never thought about this. Well, send those to buffnet@verizon.net. Make sure you have Norm at Night in the subject line, so I'll be sure to open it. If there's something you want to say to me, names you want to call me, compliments you want to give me, whatever it is, tell me how good looking I am, well, then you can always do that at buffnet@verizon.net. And, of course, You can reach me on my Skype phone number, which is 410-773-9941. One great thing that happened on Norm at Night this week is we went over the 90,000 mark. I'm going to be honest with you. When I get to 100,000, and we're going to get there, I figure it'll be sometime in the month of May. Maybe it'll go all the way to June. But when we get there, there is no doubt that I'm going to reassess things and figure out if I'm going to stay in the premium category where I can have shows in prime time. But I do want to get to 100,000. 100,000 listens is important to me. We've done something really interesting and spectacular here. And so we need that to go forth and multiply, if you would. But if you got any ideas on how I can even monetize the show just a little bit, you know, short of begging, I need about $500 a year to keep the premium, the premium Blog Talk Radio show. And it does make a difference, and it is better. Just the $40 a month is getting a bit more than I can really justify. But we're good through June, I promise you that. And we'll see what happens then. Who knows? I could have unexpected sources of income. So what do you want to talk about tonight? We want to talk about the sequester coming up on Friday. Do you want to talk about the article in the New Time magazine about medical costs? We haven't had a go-around about Obamacare here on this show in quite a while. I'd love to do that. You want to talk about my raspy voice and how I talk too slow and how I eat too much spaghetti? Well, we can talk about that if you want. I got a lot of bad habits. You want to talk about, you know, maybe it's time we change from the American Blues, I Have Bad Habits song, to something else on the lead-in. But there's just so, so very much that, you know, you hear that ba da ba 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 ba, and you know it's Tuesday, and you know it's Norm at Night. I got a guest in the chat room. I'm glad to see that. 8726, we're glad to have you here. And why don't you just give us a call on the big line and we can talk about something. So you've got the budget pen. What do you cut from the national budget? That's a great question. And you know what? There's almost there's almost no interest being paid on the national debt. We're borrowing money practically at scratch. And nobody's talked about if you can borrow the money at scratch, why we shouldn't. borrow it now while we're still powerful. Everybody will give us money when we're the big dog. Speaking of our power, I just learned some really interesting things. Number one, I had no idea that you have to buy Saudi oil with American dollars. That is absolutely amazing. The Chinese will lend us all the money they can. Hey, I got an old friend logged into Norm at Night. How are you, Joey? Why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713. Oh, gosh, it'd be great to hear from you. Um, Oh gosh, this kid was, he says he may call the main phone. That would be really great. He was one of the pleasures that I had, student that I taught and way out, well, let's just say way out in Virginia and leave it at that. Paisan, I love those Italians. Of course, you know, half of me is Italian, the other half of me is German. Yeah, we're getting, we'll give you all the time you need, Joey. Don't worry about it. 18726, we'd love to hear you in here, too. Let's see, some more things we can talk about. Hey, how about the baseball season? Hey, go ahead. You're on with Norman Knight. I'm
Hello?
Having trouble hearing you.
Hello?
Hello, you're with Norman Knight.
Oh, there we go. All right, sorry, I couldn't hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Quite good, actually. I'm just gotten off the floor. I fell over. I had a problem with my leg. So what's the discussion topic on the show this evening?
Well, we're searching for one. I put a whole bunch of... What do you want to talk about?
There's not really much that interests me in politics tonight. I have not seen anything interesting except for a newly passed law that was passed in Tennessee, but you'd have to have some background knowledge on it. Did you hear about a bill in Tennessee? I think it was Tennessee or Kentucky, one of those states. It was passed that requires a school to notify the parents when a child is told or tells somebody that they're gay. It's the only law that I've seen that is actually legitimately.
Yes, I did hear that, and I was a little, dismayed by it, actually.
Yeah.
I'm really becoming very nervous about the continued development of the nanny state.
I'm sorry?
I'm becoming very dismayed with the continued development of the nanny state.
Yeah,
you
that
know,
is.
The state, you know, is concerned with everything you do. The state has no reason to be concerned with your sexual preference. Period.
Exactly. Everybody I've talked to has agreed on that point. That is none of the state's business.
And if your parents want to know your sexual preference, they should ask you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, it's good to see we agree on that one.
Well, you know, I'm actually, you know, a left libertarian when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, I personally see myself as that, but I don't think I understand the full ideology, so I'm not sure I can call myself that.
Well, one thing that I particularly like about left libertarianism is the natural resources of the country belong to everyone.
Yeah.
Like oil, like natural gas. But anyway, another big trial opened today, and that should be very interesting. And that's the trial about how much further money BP and Halliburton are going to have to pay. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what results from that case.
What was the second company you mentioned?
Halliburton. Yeah, the guys from Iraq.
Okay. I guess
they're involved. There's a third company involved in that lawsuit, but I can't remember it now.
Is anybody being criminally charged with BP?
No. This is a civil case.
Oh, I get you. I would think that some of the officials involved would have to be criminally charged. We're talking about the Gulf oil spill, right?
Right. It will depend on how this case is founded, whether or not there'll be criminal charges for the guys who died when the thing exploded. Oh, the third company, I can't remember their name right off the top of my head, but the third company is the company that made the faulty valve. And was the one that exploded, actually. And
so
and
it was a third party that was involved?
It was a third company. Yes, it was BP bought this stuff from a third company.
Okay.
And so they're also named in the lawsuit.
So, and they're being sued as equals, or how's that working?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, the judge will have to determine liability. And
okay.
then there's no jury. It's a judge case.
I get you. So I just have a general question. How many people are listening right now?
How many people are listening right now? I really don't know. I'll be able to tell you better tomorrow morning. But I will say that, there's at least five of us. Because I got them in the chat room, and I have them in the queue. But sometime this week, with archive listens, we went over 90,000.
Over 9,000?
90.
Oh, my God.
And
jeez,
so I'm really kind of happy about that. And, you know, the show keeps growing, and more people are calling, and it's just fun. And I do it every Tuesday night, or as many Tuesday nights as I can, or I don't. You know,
I saw the show took a huge break, or was I missing something? Didn't it take a break earlier, or is it recently returned? How did that work?
Well, actually, it was not on last week because I messed up the scheduling.
No, I mean, like, there was a break between...
It did take a break. Yes, it did. It took a break for... a few weeks after I left Wakefield.
Yeah. You were telling us, I think that was your last night or something at Wakefield.
But I just like doing it too much. I mean, I really enjoy it. And
yeah, I get you.
It's just something I like to do. And every once in a while, you know, I get a little blast from the past, like you, Colin. And so... that makes it worse.
Yeah, I was on Facebook. I saw your post. I've always wanted to actually listen to a full show, but
inconveniently timed. And let's see. Oh, the sequester is a big topic, too, that everybody's talking about. So if somebody.
Honestly, I have not actually followed that. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, in order to get the budget or the borrowing power raised, they agreed that if they couldn't agree on a plan to what they were going to cut from the federal budget, that there would be these draconian cuts that would take place on March 1st, just automatically. Well, guess what? Friday is March 1st. And it looks like they're going to happen. And the ones there are... significant defense cuts that are going to come along, and they're going to happen on Friday. And
so it's going to be a lot. It's mostly defense cuts.
Well, there's defense cuts. There are cuts in what do they call it? The kind of spending. Discretionary spending, you know, like teachers and policemen, and a lot of federal aid is going to disappear.
Okay.
And there are arguments on both, you know, if it happens, it's going to push us into another recession and whose fault it is. And it's really fun to watch. I must admit, I do enjoy watching it. And
who do you blame for this?
I don't think you can blame anybody. It's the form of government we have. There's no blame here. You know, everybody says, oh, it's the most dysfunctional Congress we've ever had. Yeah, well, why don't we try the one in 1860?
What happened in 1860? Sorry, I'm not very well versed on history. I'm sorry.
Half the country left.
Oh.
You know, that Congress didn't do such a good job of keeping everybody together.
Hold on 1 second. I'm being called. I'm sorry, I have to sign off real quick.
That's all right. We'll be here. Come on back.
I will, actually.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for talking with me.
Oh, I love this.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was a very smart young man that you were all just listening to, or you'll be listening to in the archives if you listen to the show. I taught him in his elementary school. He's got to be now. Oh man, he might be a junior in high school. Let's see. Let me try to figure this out. I taught him when he was in the seventh grade. That was in 2011. So eighth grade is 12. He's in the ninth or tenth grade without any question. Hey, 9712, why do you come into the chat room and then log out? We got about 35 minutes to go, and I could use another caller or two. I'm waiting for my West Coast caller, although after just not showing up online or on the air last week, I really don't blame him for not calling. I don't know. What else is happening that we could talk about? Do you think the president should have stayed in town instead of going down to Newport News? You think he should have stayed in town and talked to Mr. Boehner? And then it gets really funny. I got some guests coming in and out. It gets really funny when you hear Boehner talk about the Democrats in the Senate to get off their asses, and then you talk about the Senate Majority Leader. You know, I'm a Democrat. There's no question about it. I'm not going to try to pretend. And I'm a very left-wing Democrat. No question about that. But I just can't stand the Senate Majority Leader. I just can't stand him. I can't stand, actually, not his politics, his voice. I cannot cope with listening to that man. But why can't I even think of his name suddenly? Oh, well. So we're 2 months into Obama's second term, and here we have a big mess. What are we going to do? Hey, 9846, welcome. 8726, welcome. I see you there in the chat room, and it would be a lot of fun. Anybody out there listening to some blues music? I'm trying to figure out. I got permission from the band, but I don't know how Blog Talk Radio will act if I start putting some Big Boy Little music onto the show from their album. Any of you in and around Washington, D.C., and you happen to be here on a Thursday night, there's no question at all that you should go down to the Zoo Bar, which is on Connecticut Avenue, right across from the National Zoo, hence the name Zoo Bar, and listen to the Blues Jam. Big Boy Little and his band host the jam every Thursday night. It's some ridiculous number of consecutive Thursdays, and they haven't missed one. And this is great music. A lot of great musicians come, and it sure is worth it. And if you do get down to the Zoo Bar, why don't you tell Steve the bartender that you heard about him on Norm at Night, and that you came down to check things out. And actually, the Big Boy, Saturday is his regular night for playing, and he'll be at the Zoo Bar this Saturday. The music starts at 10 o'clock, and if you want to hear great slide guitaring, Lisa Lim and her band will be at the Zoo Bar on Friday night. That woman, when her hands get close together, the music starts to sing. No doubt about that. And Matt Kelly, the guitarist for the Big Boy Little Band. Oh, when his hands get close together. Yeah, I'd love to open my own blues joint, call it When the Hands Get Close Together. Oh, gosh, would that be fun? I'd really like that. Mr. Roach, I'm glad you could call. Just, you got something to say? You can say it in the chat room. Too afraid to press what button? Does Jack Roach and Joey, and does Jack and Joey know each other? I really shouldn't use last names here on the show, and I apologize for that, Jack. But remember, if you want to call me, well, you can't now because I'm on that phone, but if you want to call me direct, you can call me at 410-773-9941. That's my Skype number, but you can call my Skype from any old phone there is out there. Wait a minute. No, I'm too poor to afford a telephone. Oh, Jack, you must be a Democrat if you're poor. I got a couple guys sparring with each other. Redstone's a bunch of preteens who don't care about intellectual conversation. I guess Jack is logged out. Oh, well, Joey, you drove him out of the chat room. Oh, no. Hey, Jack is back. Welcome to the Norm at Night chat room, Jack. I wonder if I don't have any idea what Redstone is. But you know what I am going to do to see if we can spark up something to talk about? Why don't we go look at the Washington Post and see what's on the front page? This is hilarious. U.S. considers non-lethal aid to the Syrian rebels. What in the world does that mean? Somebody tell me what non-lethal aid is. There was a big, that was something big that happened today too, and I forgot about it. And that is the idea that Mr. Hagel was confirmed as Secretary of Defense. And so we finally have a Secretary of Defense. He got 58 votes yay. That's seven more than he needed. But he is the Secretary of Defense. First time ever that the Secretary of Defense has been an enlisted person. And that actually makes me feel pretty good. I was a Navy officer, but my heart was always with the enlisted folks. I guess that's why I didn't have a long or prosperous career in the United States Navy. I was just a citizen doing my duty. So what do you think? Should the United States give aid to Syria and the rebels? Maybe we can have another Benghazi, and then we can have another month and a half of Senate hearings. What do you say to that, the Norman Knight world? I'm very sad that, hey, maybe Norman Knight can call somebody himself. Oh, let's just check something out here. How do I quite do this? I'm not 100%. Well, first I got to get the number. Maybe I can open another instance. Oh, no, I already got Skype open. I can go to contacts. I don't know. I'm trying to find my West Coast caller. I'm trying to find his phone number so that I can give him a call. But I got to be careful that I don't turn off the connection to I can't quite figure out how to do this. Oh, well. Hey, there we go. I don't have to do it. Hey, you're on with Norm at Night. I was trying to find your phone number. Hey, you're on with Norm.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I was getting worried you wouldn't call tonight.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of something. I got two guys setting up a dish network for me, so they're on the roof right now. They were supposed to be here 12 to noon, or noon to 4, but got a little late.
But they got there at 6, huh?
Yeah, so they're setting everything up right now. Excuse me.
What made you go to Dish?
AT&T's prices kept getting higher, and pardon me. And everything was DSL. So the internet was horribly slow. And I would lose signal on the cable like, you know, 3 to 4 times every day. You know, that was getting stupid. If you aren't getting a service, that's what free economy is, free market is about. Find someone else.
Maybe the free market should BIOS you.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, it liberates you. No,
some
granted.
People say that. Some people say the free market's a myth.
It has its problems, but the problems are due to the, you know, corporatist nature of our government.
Yeah, well, how about how the way the free market handles health care?
Well, this is what happens when...
Have you read the Time article?
Yeah. Which article?
The one in the latest issue, 26,000 words.
The latest issue, I don't know what,
I haven't actually read it yet, but I listened to a program about it. I haven't got my new Time yet.
Oh, okay. Who are we talking about? Who wrote this? I don't know what you're talking about at all.
You know, honestly, hold on a second. We'll find out.
Okay. Yeah.
We got the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Time.com. Let's see what happens. Millennials today have less debt because they have fewer assets.
Are you talking about that Tom Hartman dude?
I might.
That socialist that you, I think you've used him for a couple shows so far.
Yes, I have.
He's off the wall. I mean, you know, I'd put him on maybe a little below Lou Rockwell, but, you know, but he's out there. I actually watched some of his stuff, and he really, you know, he interrupts people endlessly. You know, he's a hack. That's all I can say, you know. But, getting back to healthcare and the free market. Now, I don't think we've had a free market in healthcare since the 60s.
I don't think we've had a free market in anything since the 60s. Oil,
no.
Healthcare, steel, anything that matters.
Right. They're all married to the government. Isn't that true?
Oh, without any question.
Okay, there we are.
Welfare is rampant.
So, and as for health care, good God, I mean, I can't think of any end of it that the government isn't involved in, you know.
Well,
some
of
it's
those,
getting...
One of the things I remember from the article, guys, hospital room was $1,171 a day. That was just for the room. That
mm-hmm.
did not include TB.
Yeah.
And he had to pay $1.75 apiece for every Tylenol he had.
Oh, yeah, I know how they do that. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I've heard two separate cases where people are being denied medications now, especially if you're on Social Security disability. Well, my brother, for example, they took all his pain medication away. Oh, I mean, they just took it. The doctor writes prescriptions, and they won't, and they refuse them.
Because they're not life-threatening.
The guy, he has a deteriorating bone condition in both
uh-huh.
his ears. He's in uh-huh. constant pain. He's going deaf.
Wow.
You know, and as they go, you know, this disease is just all the bone around the ear and the skull is deteriorating. It's gone more and more progressively. And, you know, and now he has, I think, some kind of autoimmune problem where he's had this throat infection for like months. Nobody can figure out how to cure it. Again, an enormous amount of pain and... They keep denying, you know, and he's getting valid prescriptions from his doctor.
How old is he?
What?
How old is he?
Oh, Gary is mid-50s.
Oh, I thought you said it was Kenny.
No, no, no. Kenny has his own issues.
How old is Kenny?
I think all of us are, you know, we've all got our health problems at this time.
Well,
but,
yeah, we're getting old, folks.
You know, but, you know, anecdotally, I've been hearing of other cases that, you know, people are being denied medications. This is Medicare and Medicaid, you know, clamping down on all this stuff. Now, I know with pain meds, there was a panel that recommended to the FDA that they, kind of halt the distribution and make it more difficult for people to get drugs and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it used to be in the past your doctor could call a prescription into your pharmacy, which made it very convenient. But now
uh-huh.
you have to go there personally with the prescription. So these are the kind of, they're just going to harass people, you know. When, you know, it should be really easy to find, you know, the corruption. I mean, if 80% of all the OxyContin prescriptions are written in Florida, that should tell you something, huh?
Hey, 218, you're on with us. Hold on a minute. Join the conversation. Go ahead. Keep going, Carl.
Oh, I'm done with that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when we're talking about free markets, yeah, it exists to some extent, but for the most part, we do not have a free market economy.
Hey, 218, come on back. I was just going to go to you. Give me a break. we have a free market here on the Norman Knight Show.
Yeah. Oh, there was one other thing you had mentioned. I had your show on, but I you had mentioned something about libertarianism. And,
love libertarianism.
Yeah. Well, okay.
The whole tradition.
Now, you know, I mean, libertarians are very strong on property rights.
That's
and,
right. The left libertarians believe that the natural resources belong to everyone.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, there's debate on that issue. The one thing I can tell you is this, that if, let's say, we were able to achieve, you know, the small government that we want, the people's government, most of the property of the state would go to the people. And that would include any corporation that was part of the corporatist structure that stole or borrowed from the government. It would include every bank, nearly every defense contractor, many oil and gas companies. So you see what the process is. You know, by the libertarian definition, these people are stealing from the people.
Uh-huh.
So that's more or less how it works. So, I mean, we're talking about something that obviously it's theoretical, you know. And I don't imagine such situations developing. But you know, there's no libertarian, what do we call it, a platform. You know, there is one, but it's fairly loose, and it because we're so, you know, individualistic. You know, there's shared ideas. You know,
everybody, we're in the last 15 minutes, so if you want to join the conversation, it's 347-945-6713.
So anyway, that's about it. I mean, as far as you know, the philosophy. I read this one. I think it was, I hate to quote him, but Charles Krauthammer. You know, infamous neoconservative. Yeah. But he did say one thing about the Libertarian Party and libertarianism. He said, you know, it's not a governing philosophy. And by that he meant, you know, you could not form a Libertarian Party in the government. Well, you sort of could, but it sort of wouldn't work. You know, because you wouldn't have a John Boehner or a Harry Reid saying, everybody vote this way, because they'd never do it.
I hope Boehner told him to get off his ass today.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think you had mentioned the sequester and the whole business.
Two more things I haven't mentioned, if anybody wants to talk about them, was, first of all, the German Pope's got 2 days left.
Uh-huh.
His last day is Thursday, and I don't know if anybody watched, but Danica Patrick finished eighth at the Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm.
She might have won the damn thing if anybody had helped her on the final lap, but they wouldn't go anywhere near her. She was running third. She went outside to go past, and nobody gave her a push.
Oh, jeez.
And once you do that, she was lucky she only went back to eighth.
Oh, Jesus.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
All I want to say on the sequester is that I'm glad it's going to happen. I think both sides are lying about the impact. We're talking about something that is 0.25% of GDP. It isn't that significant. And It's the only way. I mean, even though these cuts are so nominal, you know, they're incredibly small. You know, I really
cut half the Defense Department, period.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think that's the best place to start. They've got a hell of a lot of money and a lot of useless production and
No question about it. So what do you all feel out there? How about the Constantine plan? Defense, 50% cuts. We'll do it Friday.
Yeah. No, I mean, I realize some of this is going to affect people, you know, low income and whatever, disabled and whatever. But, you know, the thing is this, that you want money for these programs, now go cut something else and get that money. Now, I didn't see anyone cutting, no one's cutting corporate subsidies. Not a one.
Not a one.
That's exactly right. All of that was excluded from the sequester. So go back, and you got to remember too. Let's say this thing goes through on Friday. The next week they can change it.
Well, the other
they can change it anytime they want, or drop it altogether.
The other thing that people don't understand is that. They could postpone the actual cut till the end of the year.
Yeah. Now this is. Oh, hang on, Norm. I gotta take care of something. Okay.
All right. Hey, so somebody else out there. We got about 10 minutes left, and we're having a great old time here on the Norm at Night Show. So what do you think about Danica Patrick finishing eighth in the Daytona 500? And what do you think about the Pope leaving office, or leaving the Pope, leaving Popedom on September or February 28th?
I got 9 minutes to go on this. Okay, now we're uploading the software for the dish. And,
so, you know, that's really kind of interesting. How does the dish, my Napolese friend just woke up. I guess he went home and took a nap while I was getting ready for the show after dropping him off.
Mm.
Holy mackerel, yeah, I guess you didn't make that cut yet, did you?
No.
But anyway, tell us about the dish.
Okay, this, do you remember a company that created something called Slingbox?
Yes.
Right, well, this is the same firm, but they have this thing called a Hopper, or Joey,
I
think.
Yeah, I love those commercials.
So what it essentially does, it allows you to get your cable television on any computer in the house.
Uh-huh.
And they have another feature, which is dish on the go or something like that. No matter where you are, if you can pick up the dish signal, you can get your cable television there too.
Oh,
it's an amazing feature. I mean, I can't wait to get my hands on and work it.
Is your internet going to happen there, too?
What's that?
Is your internet going to happen off the dish?
No, I'm getting that differently through Comcast.
Right, because...
I got a better package that way.
Well, and the satellite...
Well, see, this
is a disaster.
Yeah, well, Dish has to use a different company for landline. So I just as soon use Comcast because I'll have, you know, optical cable. I'll be going from 1 megabit to 10, and that should be a lot better, you know.
No,
of course,
I
won't be like the rest of the world. Europe is well over 100. Japan is 160.
I am.
I know. Our internet is a joke. I mean, a global joke.
Europe, they may be over 100, but they also still, in much of Europe, pay per minute.
For internet service?
Yes.
Oh, really? No, I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I was just aware of the fact that, I heard that in France, and I didn't know about the other countries, so.
Well, you know, I just assumed it was through the whole EU.
Yeah, there's
Hey, you know, I got to tell you about something I heard, and I just was shocked by all of this.
Oh, okay.
I was watching a teacher give a presentation, and she was talking away, and she said, there are 6 continents. And I'm sitting there thinking, what is this person talking about? There's 7.
Yeah.
But I just held my peace.
Yeah.
And so I went out and did some research. There are 7 continents if you live in North and or South America.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in Europe or Asia, there are indeed 6. North and South America are considered to be 1.
Oh, really?
If you live in France, there are only 5. Because Antarctica is not 1.
Hmm.
If you live in Australia, they don't care how many there are. And I thought about it, and so the teacher is technically right.
Mm-hmm.
But the teacher was also giving the impression that there are only 6 continents, that everybody agrees there are 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't true. And so why is it important that there are these disagreements? I think it's important because it shows cultural differences.
Yeah, and sure.
How are we ever going to have freaking peace if we can't agree about how many continents there are?
Yeah. Well, I understand that kids have really deficient skills in geography these days, that they don't spend the time like we used to. I mean, do you remember you had to memorize every state, where it was, and the capital?
And you used to have those contests where who could write them down the fastest.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. Well.
And
but
we
have
European capitals, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Countries change.
Yeah, I would be interested to, like you did, sit in the back of a classroom and see how they're doing things now. I mean, because I know it's incredible.
Well,
I know you don't get hit anymore. That used to happen to me all the time.
Me too.
I got very
I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like beat you with a stick.
Yeah, they the pointers. They used to break those on us all the time.
The pointers, the rubber tip, they'd stick it in your wrist.
Yeah. Well, you remember Buffalo Savings Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember we used to get those little banks? And they were shaped
yeah.
like with the gold dome, and you
yeah,
had to put money in.
And it became Gold Dome Bank.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they said one time they gave all the teachers a golden ruler, and it's something about live by the golden rule, blah, blah, blah. And it was metal. It was a big, heavy metal ruler.
Uh-huh.
And that became their weapon of choice. You'd have to put your fingers out and they'd whack you with that giant steel gold-plated ruler. That thing hurts.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even want to think about those days. Well, we got a minute 50 left right now, fans. So what do you want the last word to be on? Oh, so I do not forget. I think I mentioned it before, but I'm pretty proud of it. We went over the 90,000 mark and listened.
Oh, congratulations.
And so we're closing in on the big 100,000.
Yeah.
And when we get to 100,000, then I got to make a decision because, oh, who am I trying to kid? I'll keep going as long as I get a check from somebody. Because I really like doing this. I got all kinds of people in the chat room. I got a colleague from the place I'm working now. I got a kid from the place that I got fired from last. Well, not fired. They just didn't renew me.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't fired for cause. Well, being fired for cause is way different,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I still... people...
Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry. I promised myself I'm ending tonight right at 10 o'clock. Thanks for calling. We got 39 seconds left, and I'm going out with the music.
Okay,
and
dude.
And we'll talk to you all later. If it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night.
Good night.
Good night. It was a great show.